You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today we're doing a little mini micro show I call the Monthly Microdose. Now, today's episode, I usually tell you, I'll say this is a microdose and it's going to be short, or it's a big old fat hero dose hour long. This one's going to be a microdose because you know what? I've been busy. Today we're going to talk about some recent appearances. We're going to talk about all my social media posts, all from November. We'll talk about some movies I've been watching. And what you're interested in is the recaps to all the shows we did in November. And some of your comments, some of your questions, some of your ideas, some of your wacky theories. And then we're going to talk about what you can expect in December 2022. All right. Let's get into it. Sorry, my brain is scattered. Okay. I've been all over the place lately. I feel the universe's energy pushing this show into a new direction. Massive, big moves. All right. And speaking of, let's talk about your boy, let's talk about me, all right? Let's pump this ego up. Some of the appearances you may have recognized me in November doing. I did Eddie Bravo. That's right, Eddie Bravo. He has a show called Look Into It. Eddie Bravo, the famous podcaster back when Joe Rogan started it all. He has a new show, and your boy was on there. It was episode number 18, I believe. One of the biggest moments of my podcasting career. All right. Shout out Eddie Bravo. I got a couple Eddie Bravo shirts. My man coming through. I'm going to post some. I don't know why I didn't post any photos. Probably because I was sick as a dog. All right. I'm going to post some photos on my Instagram. Me rocking Eddie Bravo's shirts. They're from 12th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. And my fear is that people will see me wearing it and think I am a mixed martial arts fighter, and I am not. I am I'm a lover, not a fighter. That's what puss bags like me say. You know what Eazy-E said? He said, and he didn't use this word, but he said, people my height don't fight. And that's how I am, right? I'm 5'8", barely. Like Tom Cruise. I'm what they call a short king. And you know what? I ain't messing around. Anyway, I did do mixed martial arts back in the day, back in the late 90s. I was super into UFC. It used to be, and by the way, this is a show where you're not going to get a lot of heavy, dense conspiracy talk or deep theory. This is me and you having a good time, all right? But I used to watch Ultimate Fighting when it was a freak show. Dan Severin and Hoist Gracie and what was that Shamrock dude's name? I loved it so much. I would rent all the videos and stuff. And I went and did this. You know, Josie makes fun of me. My wife, Josie. You'll have to ask her about it on her Instagram. She used to make fun of me. Because back in 99, I was doing this stuff. I was going to this dojo. It was a mixed martial arts. It was karate. Kids karate. I was doing kids karate. That's what she makes fun of me about. But it was karate, kickboxing, taekwondo, regular boxing, and something else. I don't remember what. Anyway, I used to be into it. But anyway, I got these cool Eddie Bravo shirts because I went on the show and Eddie's the man. So check that out. It's 2.5 hours. You know, I don't like doing shows more than an hour, but of course I will make an exception for Eddie Bravo. The video is on Rockfin. I think you can even watch it for free on Rockfin right now if you sign up for the free account, or his podcast, Look Into It, is on Apple Podcasts. I think it's everywhere, but that's where I get my stuff, is through Apple. 2.5 hours. We talk about Crowley, aliens, Tartaria. I tell him why I think he's wrong about Flat Earth. I tell him why CrossFit's the greatest ever. Lots of debates going on in there. You can't miss it. Great show. Then, as if that wasn't enough, I was on SiriusXM again. That's right. That's right. Shout out to Rude Jude. And, you know, I don't know. There's someone else who connected me back through. I don't know if this person wants me to say their name, but shout out to you. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Rude Jude from, if you followed me for a long time, you'll know that back in 16, 15, something like that, I went out to LA to do SiriusXM on Eminem's channel, Shade 45. There's a show called All Out Show with Rude Jude. And I went on there to defend my conspiracy hip hop book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. Now, if you didn't know the landscape of the world back in 2016, everyone thought I was nuts. They called in, they heckled me. I said, I want all the smoke, give it to me, and you dummies don't know what you're talking about anyway, so I'm not even offended. In fact, I found the audio file for that appearance I did long ago where they roasted the absolute crap out of me, and I made it a bonus episode. You can find it on Patreon, Rockfin, or the VIP section. I posted it, I think it was the summer of 2021 I posted that. As fate would have it, Rude Jude, the guy from Jenny Jones Show in the 90s, he's been the DJ and host of All Out Show for many, many years. Wasn't he on Howard Stern like 2 years ago? Anyway, my man reached out to me, said, I need you back on the show. I said, you got it, buddy, because I ain't never scared. So I showed up. I mean, I did it over the Zoom call, right? And it was almost 2 hours. I'm going to post the audio for you guys. If you are on SiriusXM, which I am, I'm a paying subscriber, you got to listen to All Out Show. I'm going to be on there in the future again. We'll see, right? You never know. I don't like to commit other people to things. But that's the plan, is I'm going to be a recurring The Conspiracy Corner man. So, big moves, right? I'm telling you, big moves. So, I'll post that full interview. You know, and Jude was very excited. He was kind of, we were hitting so many topics. There's no way we could have got through it all. And you're going to like that because we cover a variety of things. And he's very much trying to, I think, my perspective, trying to introduce the normies that listen to this stuff to what's going on in the world, right? Trying to put them on game. Because, like I said, 6-7 years ago, you say that stuff, you get heckled. Today, you say this stuff, people say, you know what? You're right. I believe you. We've all seen it. We've all experienced it. We're living in a conspiracy as we speak. And last, definitely not least, I went on Chiller Queen's podcast with the great host Avery. We talked about Balenciaga. All right. Now, I know if you're listening to this right now, you're saying, Isaac, you did three episodes on Balenciaga. What else could you possibly have talked about? And I'm here to tell you, we covered all kinds of stuff that you're not going to find on the other three episodes I did. Well, I did one bonus episode on Balenciaga. Then it blew up. Then I said, okay, well, let's deep dive. Then I did Balenciaga Part 1, Balenciaga Part 2, which surely you've listened to. Well, I consider this Balenciaga Part 3. But you got to find it on Chiller Queen's podcast. I don't like committing other people. I think she's publishing it next week. Don't shoot the messenger. You can go follow her on the Instagram. I'll put the links in the show notes. I don't know the exact thing. Jay Dyer was on there recently. Check out Jay Dyer's interview. They were talking MK Ultra assassins and crap like that, you know. And that's actually how I found her, because I follow Jay Dyer, right? Me and him are old buddies. Old buddies from way back when. Way back when, before he was famous. I've had him on the show several times. And now he's Mr. Big Shot. Now he's Mr. InfoWars. Sitting next to the great legend, Alex Jones. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? So proud of Jay Dyer. And yeah, so we both been on this show now, and you got to check it out. I'm calling it, I don't know what she's going to call it. I'm going to call it Balenciaga Part 3, because you got to listen to the new ideas. We're going into aspects we haven't covered yet. We're going to talk Q and the New York Times, because we've been talking about Q for many years, because it's a big psyop, and they finally pulled the obvious card of saying, oh, this Balenciaga stuff is just QAnon nonsense. And I'm here to tell you, if you know your boy, I've never been into QAnon. I got a lot of flack for saying it was a bunch of BS back when it was popping. And I'm here to say, this is not QAnon. This is legit. You know, they messed around with the kids. Crazy. But we talk about that. We talk about different cultural norms. We get into the nitty gritty of different Supreme Court type stuff. We talk about the 80s and Ronald Reagan, how he's the guy who started all this, and capitalism and free market system. And I mean, it gets more philosophical than you would expect, right? But it's all brand new stuff. So you got to listen to that. I'll post the links and all my, you know where to find me, social medias and my email list. I'll post it when it's up and live, but get ready for that. Just go ahead and start listening to Chiller Queen Podcast. Check out the Jay Dyer interview, and then wait for your boy to come and knock it out of the park. Also, got a new YouTube channel. That's right. We're going to launch the 1,000th YouTube channel. The new one's going to be at Occult Symbolism. That's the handle. YouTube.com/@Occult Symbolism. Links in the show notes, as always. And I'm going to post most of my videos there. I'm going to post them a week or two late. You know, YouTube, I hate YouTube. YouTube hates me. It's fine. So I'm going to post stuff late. It's more or less to pick up people who've never heard of me. That's the whole shtick there, all right? I'm just on there to find normies until they ban me again. So be sure to follow that new channel. I posted the Dahmer video, all that stuff. You're going to get the videos later than you would get them anywhere else. And you're not going to get all the videos, because I'm not going to publish the controversial ones on there, because that's just immediate lopping my head off. All right, so that's all the big wins, the interviews, the appearances for November. And, oh, I did all that while I was recovering from the thing from 2020 that will never go away. What a nightmare. Really knocked me down good. Social media posts. Twitter's still around. The libs got that one wrong. They said it was going to fold up and die imminently, within days. They were wrong. So let's start with the Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes on Twitter. Like and subscribe. I posted, you know, Elon Musk took it over, and I immediately went in hard on Elon Musk to test it. Not that he would give a damn about my puny following on there. But he had a Halloween costume with this Baphomet-looking ram with the inverted cross on its head. People said, oh, it's a joke. It's a reference to Dracula, the movie, Bram Stoker. Okay. Except that wasn't the same costume that you can see in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Then on November 9th, I posted how my tender heart can't handle the ups and downs of the crypto world. And then a dummy with the afro filed bankruptcy 2 days later. Can you believe this? Can you believe these nerds? The amount of money they have, how they're ruining other people's lives. And apparently this SBK or whatever his name is, I guess he's tied into the DNC. I don't even know. I can't deal. And then there's some chick who's doing something similar that looks just as nerdy. I'm like, bro, these guys look like they're 15. How are they wiping out all my monies? My crypto wallet's feeling sad and lonely and empty. But you got to have faith. I've been through this at least two times. Since 2017, when I first started buying crypto. And, you know, for what it's worth, I am the Jim Cramer of investments. There's that inverse Cramer law. Whatever he says to do, do the opposite. That's kind of how you should be with me. That's why I don't talk about it, because things don't work out for me too often. You should see my E-Trade portfolio. It's a red nightmare. Everything I buy immediately tanks. I bought Coinbase, and when it IPO'd, in the toilet. I bought Beyond Meat 10 years ago, or whatever it was, in the toilet. I mean, you name it. Anyway, the only good buy I had was Netflix. I bought Netflix at the bottom at $175 a few months ago. It's already up to $3-something. Shout out Netflix. All right. Elon and Ghislaine Maxwell photo at the Oscars. I posted it. And from a New York Times article, someone from Vanity Fair staff overheard them talking about alien civilizations and how we're living in a simulated world, the Matrix. Because that's what these nerds believe. These billionaires are trying to spend money to hack the code to get us out of the simulation. And Elon Musk is one of them, I think. And of course, this ties into Gnostic philosophy. Yes. The idea of the Yaldabaoth imprisoning us on this prison planet, which I refuse to believe. I'm looking at my mountain, looking at my window. I see beautiful mountains. I see the sun setting on the mountains. Not a simulation. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Stormy Daniels, you know, the porn star that infamously claimed to make sexy time with Donald Trump. She was on a show called Ghost Magnet with Bridget Marquardt. And she claimed she lived in a house that was haunted by this, quote, very dark non-human thing with tentacles. She said it messed around with her boyfriend. Said it broke a bunch of stuff. Playing Limp Bizkit, breaking stuff. So that happened. I was looking through my tweets. I got really triggered, all right, in November. I wished death upon Twitter. Because I called Musk a capitalist, fascist, elitist, transhumanist. Which he is. But then he's done some things that I kind of been like, okay, maybe he's not so bad. He wants to reveal the truth about Twitter files and stuff. I don't know. We'll see. Complex, the rap magazine, they had their 20-year party. They had a wall of magazines, and lo and behold, the issue that I was in with Prodigy from Mobb Deep, rest in peace, Prodigy, right there, front and center, the Mariah Carey cover, where she's, the photo shoot, if you see it, it's her with a bunch of eyes wide shut masks, right? Then Elon Musk found some Twitter shirts that said Stay Woke on the back. Not mine. I like it, though. I support it. Then I said, Ye is the only worst conspiracy theorist in the world other than me. Because I always say I'm the world's worst conspiracy theorist, and it's true. And I said, Ye's worse. He's even worse than me. He goes on all these big shows. Like, he went on Tim Pool. Folded up within 10 minutes. Had no basis for his theories. He went on Alex Jones. I watched that whole nonsense. Any tough questions, he diverted over to this 24-year-old white supremacist, Nick Fuentes. I'm like, bro, you've got the world's largest platform. You're going to come out here and say that certain people run the world and all this stuff, which is cool. Go for it, bro. But if someone asks you why you believe this stuff, you got to be able to say some stuff, right? Again, jury's out on Ye. I don't know what to think about the guy. We'll see. Then on Instagram, of course, we had all the stuff we talked about on Twitter. There's a couple more. I posted some images from the Sam Smith video Unholy, where he's doing the 666 hand and the devil symbols and all that stuff. Then I posted a very disturbing TikTok video. Someone asked AI how the world ends, and it will make your skin crawl. Absolutely crawl. I'm just going to tease you with that. Instagram.com/IsaacWeishaupt. Link in the show notes. Check it out for yourself. Moving on. Next section. The movies and the music I've been consuming. My goodness. That new Metro Boomin album is good. Still not really listening to a lot of music, though. Now, let's talk about movies. You talk about movies. I knocked down some serious, serious movies in November. Okay, are you ready? Now, if I can find it, I will tell you all about it. Just let me stall a little bit more. Okay, here we go. Armageddon from 1998. Great movie. Loved it. I loved it back then. I loved it today. It holds up. I watched Speak No Evil. It's a horror movie. Ugh. Ew. Made me feel gross. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to spoil any of these plots. You know, was it my favorite? The beginning of it dragged. The beginning of it kind of sucked. But then by the end, I was like, oof. Very, very gross. I watched Men. I think I bought that one because I really dig Alex Garland. He did Annihilation, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. It was fine. It was fine. Then I watched Mr. Nobody. That was really good. My comment, my review was, Jared Leto was doing the most to bang his sister, but it made for an intriguing story. It's pretty good. I watched Elvis by Baz Luhrmann, the guy who did Romeo and Juliet and Moulin Rouge. Knocked it out of the park. I love it. Love it. So good. They show Elvis karate kicking some dude on stage. Did that happen? That's pretty sick. And speaking of MMA, and then Elvis, I you know, we could have done a show on Elvis, I guess, right? Elvis was into Helena Blavatsky. Doesn't come up in the movie at all. That's why he wore that cape with the thing, with the collar, because Blavatsky, she depicted the ascended masters dressed like that, and he used to carry around her book. That's what he named his gospel band. He had a gospel band called The Vision, I think, or something like that. It was based upon Blavatsky's book. He was very much into the occult. They don't mention it, though, sadly. I watched Cruel Intentions, which was great. Loved it. Again, I watched it in 99 when it came out. I'm a Gen X kind of guy, so I watched it when it came out. Watched it again. Holds up. In fact, me and Josie are watching Dangerous Liaisons on Showtime, I think it is, based upon the same story, some old horny time French book or something. I watched a documentary called Hitler, A Career. I posted a very powerful comment, a quote from that film, very relevant to what I think Kanye is doing right now, which seems bizarre, but maybe he's MK Ultra'd. From the movie, quote, "The Third Reich ended as it began, churning out propaganda." Mm-hmm. Then I watched It, the new one, you know. I loved it. You know, we talked about this already. I just rewatched it because I felt like watching it. I'm only on November 7th, okay? You're talking about knocking down some movies. That was my month. I bought Moment of Contact. It was good. The director apparently insisted on hiring a translator to travel through the country with him. I think he's in Brazil or something. And, of course, she looked like she was a freaking super hot chick. I was like, hey, this is distracting. What is this? You couldn't just get a normal translator. You had to get this chick. Anyway, I watched, God forbid, the sex scandal that brought down a dynasty. And it's a show about, what's the dude's name? Jerry Falwell Jr. Absolutely fascinating. Loved that. It's on Hulu, I think. Watch Don't Worry, Darling. You already know I love it. I already did a show on that. I watched It Chapter 2. Nothing important to report there. I finally watched Saint Maud. Everyone rants and raves about this movie from 2019. It's a horror movie. And the first half, I was like, this is so boring, I hate it. But then by the end, they really pulled it off, and I said, okay, it's pretty good. I watched Titanic, and certainly loved that, because you know who is in it. I watched Nightmare on Elm Street 1, one of my top movies of all time. Johnny Depp, what's up with that? I watched My Policeman with Harry Styles. Hated it. It's my least favorite movie I've seen in a long time. It's about these two gay dudes. And my comment, I'm going to read you my review because I think it's clever. About as exciting as a funeral home, there's never been two gay men in all of human history that would be this boring. And I stand by that. I watched Smile. Good. I watched Sharp Stick. What was this one about? I don't even remember. It was fine. It was a 3-star movie. I watched Basic Instinct for the first time, if you can believe that. And I loved it. This 90s sexy erotic thriller is my jam. Loved it. Very inappropriate. In fact, it's so inappropriate. Michael Douglas's character literally rapes his therapist and keeps it moving like nothing ever happened. Unreal. The 90s was insane. There was something else crazy that happened in that movie. I don't remember. Then I watched Hollywood Dirt. Me and Josie subscribed to this thing called Passion Flicks, thinking it was going to be these sort of erotic, horny movies that, you know, it's not hardcore porn, but it's not Hugh Grant. And we watched the most highly recommended movie on there called Hollywood Dirt. And I literally think it might be the worst movie I've ever watched in my whole life. Yet somehow more exciting than The Policeman with Harry Styles. So I said, imagine a Skinamax film but made for Lifetime. The version I saw was 2 hours long. If you've seen this movie, hit me up on the somewheres. Let me know what you think. It was so bad. It was so bad. Then finally, in November, I watched Fire in the Sky. I was doing a lot of throwback 90s movies, you know. And, you already know what I think about that stuff. So, anyhow, that was all the movies and music I've been consuming. I think Vinny Paz has a new album, but I can't find it. I do Amazon Music. I don't do Spotify because I prefer to give all my money to Jeff Bezos. I can't help it, you know. I can't say I like how he makes his employees pee in diapers or whatever, but I gotta say, Amazon's my jam. You know, I sell all my audiobooks on Audible. I self-published all my books on Amazon. Is Spotify gonna let me self-publish books? No. Amazon does. So I give all my money to Bezos. Do I like the guy? I don't know him. I thought it was funny when his girl tried to hook up with Leo DiCaprio. I thought that was funny. You know, he's probably a jerk. He's probably an elitist jerk. But he's got me. I can't help it. It's convenient. I can't help it. I you know, to be fair, I try to take the slowest shipping routes possible because I think about them workers in the warehouse that are having to piss in the diapers and shit in buckets or whatever they got to do. And I think, man, if it lets you go to the bathroom for me to get my tchotchke one day late, I'm totally fine with that, buddy. So I try to be reasonable. I wish he would give them a little more leeway. Hey, it's not my business. That's how the free market capitalist system works. Unfortunately, it's kind of a gross business, but why are we talking about Amazon? Oh, yeah, because Vinny Paz has a new album from Jedi Mind Tricks, and I haven't seen it on there. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay. Show recaps, probably what you came here for, not all this nonsense about gay dudes being boring in the movies. And I'll be honest, I got way, way behind on my comments and such this month in November. Like I said, your boy was down and out. There's a ton I forgot on here. I'm very sorry. I'm still recovering. Can you believe it? Did a show about the death of Takeoff, which at this point seems like it was 10 years ago, from the Migos. And Lindsay on Patreon sent me a link. Takeoff apparently had a chain with an alien in a NASA suit, which I thought was interesting. No conspiracy for me to unveil there with that. We'll see, right? Maybe there's something else. Davis on Patreon made a very good point. They took Takeoff off of Bad and Bougie, one of their most popular songs. They took him off of there and they replaced him with I don't know, what do you say, 16 bars? A core, I don't know, what do you call that? You know what I'm saying? They replaced him with Lil Uzi Vert, who I've exposed here many times, who is very much embodying Lucifer's energy. That's what the name is, Lil Uzi Vert, Lucifer. He's in love with Marilyn Manson. He's very much a satanic rapper. He makes no qualms about it. Then we did a TMZ Illuminate Confirmed show. We talked Taylor Swift, Ye, Camila Cabello, Playboy Cardi. Then we did a show on Aaron Carter theories with the occult bathtub rituals, because again, another death in the bathtub. And what was interesting is that Nick Carter, I was just seeing today, is being accused of raping an underage girl who, I think she had like cerebral palsy or something. And he said some horrifically mean things to her, called her the R word. Allegedly, that's what she's saying happened back when, 20 years ago. Oof. And wasn't Aaron Carter saying this stuff about Nick back when he was alive? It makes you wonder. Makes you wonder if there's not some foul play involved. Then we did a show called Kanye Exposes Blood Sacrifices and Controlled Celebs, which was very interesting. And Rodney on Patreon said he reminded me that Obama called him a jackass because of him stealing the mic from Taylor Swift at the VMAs. I made a comment about that, and I forgot why that even happened. That's why. Good call. We did a show, a film analysis of Don't Worry, Darling, which was very exciting for me. And it's funny because I made a comment, I made a bit, if you will, defending Harry Styles' character in that film. And no plot spoilers, so don't worry. How can I do this without spoilers? There's a part in the storyline where it seems that the spouse is so, she's all stressed out about her job, working extra hours all the time, freaking out. Ooh, ooh. And I was making comment that, hey, some people over-identify with their jobs. And I get it, right? Like, you got to make your income. But some people, they pretend they're stressed out by their jobs, but really it gives them importance. They feel important and they feel value. Oh, I'm so busy. The company needs me. Ooh. And they got to show everyone how stressed out they are. But look, if you're doing this, you're making your life hell, and everyone around you is tired of your shit. All right? And the irony was, I follow BetterHelp because they're a sponsor of the show, right? And I follow them, and I support therapy. In fact, shout out to my therapist. I don't think he listens, but I gave him a big old hug. I've been seeing the guy for, 10 years? Finally, I shared my feelings at how much I appreciate him, and I gave him a big old hug. Big moment for us. Big old bro-y hug. But it was funny because BetterHelp posted about how some people actually will lose themselves in their job. I'm dropping gems over here, folks. I can be your therapist. I can be your conspiracy guide. I can do it all for you. I just thought it was ironic. I was like, that's funny. I just was talking about that on the Don't Worry, Darling show. I posted the Dahmer show on Jesse on Rockfin, which I'm going to throw the caveat. I rarely read the comments on Rockfin. There's a high percentage of negativity over there for me. I don't know why. And look, most people that comment on there are positive. I'm talking like 80% of comments I read are positive. But when 20% of the comments are people telling me to kill myself and I'm just this, whatever they want to label me as, I just got to shut it off. I can't. For my mental health, I can't. I'm sorry. In fact, I got into it with someone on Patreon. Someone on Patreon left some shit comment. And I said, hey, you got to leave Patreon if you're going to be this way. If you're going to troll me on Patreon, I don't want your money. I can't handle it. I've got enough stress in my life. I just told you I'm going to therapy. I'm hugging my therapist. I don't need it. Like, I don't want it. And it was a misunderstanding. Like, the person was mad cool. We kissed and made up. It's cool. You know what I mean? But I don't read the Rockfin comments. Because on Rockfin, it's not just people that are on there for me. They're on there for a bunch of people. And they'll stumble on my stuff. And they're sure to light me up. Oh, I love Donald Trump or whatever they want to tell me. And I'm like, bro, sorry. Like, we disagree on that. It's fine. But I can't. You know what I mean? For every 100 positive comments, takes one negative to just knock me down. I got shit. My brain is the killer's in the house. You know what I mean? Lots of shame rolling around in my head. Lots of negative self-talk. So I don't read the comments on Rockfin. I very rarely do, but I did. And because they try to bully me over there sometimes. And I'm not saying Rockfin has a platform. I'm saying the commenters. And again, I'm saying like 20%, which is not a big deal. I'm not changing my opinions or censoring what I say based on this 20%, but I'm not going to read them anymore. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Jesse on Rockfin said to look into Russ Dizdar, who's apparently an SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse researcher. And they did a show where they call the altar that Jeffrey Dahmer built a power cone. Fascinating stuff. I'm going to dig into that, though. I thought that was mad interesting because I'm very fascinated by this Dahmer altar he keeps talking about. So that was all the shows. Then, of course, you know I do a show with my wife. It's a very different format. It's us sharing opinions, thoughts. And we talked about, I explained to her, she's the normie. That's her role. And I am here to guide her into this world of occult symbolism. And we talked about the bathtub symbolism because of the Aaron Carter death. So we did a whole episode. If you're wondering what the symbolism of the bathtub is, check that episode out on Breaking Social Norms. We did a bunch of shows. We did one on, we talked about the Ancient Apocalypse show with Graham Hancock. That's on Netflix. We talked about that. We talked about Dave Chappelle on SNL. We got into a lot of stuff. Then I did, you know, every month I do a bonus show. I did two in November. I did the Balenciaga, Bears, BDSM, Kanye, and Kubrick show. And this was on, I think it was on November 22nd. It was right before this Balenciaga thing just blew up into the mainstream. I thought it was an interesting story, some interesting symbols. I talked about it. No idea it was going to blow up and be even bigger. So then I came back and did Balenciaga Part 1 for the free feed and everyone, where we went deeper into these ideas. I also did a 2022 American Music Awards symbolism show on the bonus feed. That was interesting, right? Lil Baby performed in what I would argue is an inverted pentagram. Check it out. Okay, future shows planned. And look, I'm overwhelmed over here. I can't. There's so much going on in the world right now. I could literally do two shows a day if I had the time. I just don't. There's so much going on. I'm planning on doing this Ezra Miller show. I'm almost ready to do that. I've got a good show on this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, Elon Musk, Eyes Wide Shut parties thing. But I'm trying to make some magic happen with Jessica Krause from House and Habit. It's her info anyhow. We'll see if it can happen. So shout out to all the commenters out there trying to hit her up for us to do a collab. We're close. Shout out Sammy Baker Davis on Instagram. On one of House and Habit's posts said, you got to link up with Isaac. And she even said, oh, to talk Eyes Wide Shut. And she said, oh, I'll have to do that. And I'm liking the comment. I'm bashing it. I'm messaging Jessica. I'm like, please, 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 for the love of God, let's hook up with something here. Because Jessica has all this cool stuff. I subscribed to her Substack. And, you know, as you know, if you listen to Balenciaga Part 2, you heard we talk about Rachel Chandler and how she connects Balenciaga in with Epstein. I got that information, as I told you already, from her Substack, from the House and Habit. Is it Substack? Am I saying that right? Anyway. And in fact, in the comment section, she talked about how she wanted to do an Eyes Wide Shut show. And some other people said, oh, that'd be interesting. And I commented. I said, hey, hit me up. I've got so much on Eyes Wide Shut. We really need to collaborate on this one. Because she's got a lot of great information. I've got a lot of great information. It would be a 5-star, 10 fire emoji show. So if anyone knows Jessica Krause from House and Habit, tell her to check her damn DMs. She's got like a million followers on Instagram. I'm sure it's buried in there. Anyway, I'm trying to make that happen. Even if I can't hook up with her, I will do this show based on her research, which sucks. I hate summating other people's research, but I got to talk about it. And then we're also going to do, of course, our fabulous end of the year shows. You know, you saw those Spotify Wrapped things. I'm going to do that for our show. And I looked at my Spotify Wrapped. Thank you, everyone, for listening. There's a lot of new listeners. We're, of course, always in the top 1%. Thank you for keeping me an elitist. There was, I think we hit 2 million downloads this year or something crazy. We cleared 10 million this year. I've cleared 11 million already. I'm so honored that you guys listen to me. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing the show. That's what keeps it alive. As you know, I believe there's some shadow banning censorship going on. People don't want me talking about this stuff. So share it with a friend. You find an episode you like, you know Johnny by the water cooler at work's talking about something, you say, hey, check out my boy's show, all right? That's how this thing grows. I need you. So check that out. And then also, oh, and check out Chiller Queen podcast. Like I said earlier, what I'm calling is Balenciaga Part 3, because I go deeper into some of these ideas with some brand new information, almost all brand new information. It's going to be great. Check it out. Get on there now. Check out our friend of the show, Jay Dyer's interview she did a couple months ago or a month ago. I don't remember. I'll post links in the show notes. It's called Chiller Queen Podcast, all right? With Avery. What's her? I don't remember her last. Sorry, Avery. I'm a total dickhead. And she's famous. She's famous. I don't know if you know this. She was on 90 Day Fiancé. So if you watch reality shows, as me and Josie do, I've seen a season of 90 Day Fiancé. I did not see Avery's season. I'm watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake as we speak. Player. So check it out. Anyway, okay, and then finally, top supporters. Thank you, my tier four all the people supporting. Right, tier four, you go above and beyond, way above and beyond. You need to, John P, Joshua, Cheryl, PB, all still holding down tier four. Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. Again, check in the show notes. I'll put links to all this crap. I always like to tell you. And thank you for buying the shirts. I'm clearing out inventory for the old logo, right? This is what I'm calling the OG logo if I see out in public. You know, I've seen a few people in public. It's happened. But if you're rocking the conspiracies, I'll be like, that's a certified OG. Because I got new occult symbolism and pop culture, new logo shirts coming in fast. So check that out. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. But I'll let you know when those shirts are loaded up. It's going to be a month or two. But thank you for trying to help me clear out my old inventory. I appreciate it. All right. Is that enough? Enough grifter alley? Enough commenting about my big ego and my famous friends from 90 Day Fiancé, Rude Jude, I'm Serious, and Eddie Bravo, and Joe Rogan. Wow. I'm so cool, right? Anyway. Okay. Thanks for listening to this. Turns out this was a 45-minute show. Sorry. Okay. I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys soon. Till next time, stay woke.